We're in for a wild night.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to episode 186 of Born to be Wild, a wild and wild-adjacent Hearthstone podcast, where we have fun hanging out with friends, talking about the wild and adjacent forms of Hearthstone, and spotlighting members of the wild community. I'm your host, Electric Sheep City. It's great to be back this Friday evening here in Colorado. I'm joined by your favorite person and mine, Hydralisk HS.
That's
Hydra, Hydra, how are you this evening, my friend?
I am doing quite well. It's a little frigid, you could say, for a West Coast winter here. It's negative 14 degrees Celsius, so I don't know what that is for you. It's like, I don't know. Positive 12 degrees, 14 degrees Celsius for you, something like that. I mean, Fahrenheit. But it's sort of funny because that is cold, but I'm from like a colder area. And now that I'm here, people, I mean, it's been 10, 12 years, but people are like, what are we going to do? It is freezing. Would all these people not show up for work? Is like the perfect excuse. It's cold outside. What are we gonna do, boss? Right? So it's like the perfect excuse. I'm like, it's not like it snowed or anything. It's not icy. Or you're good. It's fine. But I'm doing fantastic. It's nice to be back in the house. It's nice and cozy here after being out in the cold weather all day. And we got some cool stuff to talk about. Hearthstone has some neat stuff going on, so I'm excited to talk about that. And so let's get into it. For those of you joining us tonight for the first time, welcome aboard. Let me briefly explain how this show works. We record this podcast live every Friday evening at twitch.tv/borntobewildhs. And the video version of this podcast is then posted to YouTube shortly thereafter. Audio versions are also distributed to all podcast apps. However you are watching, listening, or absorbing via osmosis this podcast today, thank you. Yes, you.
You. So before we get into the main topic of the show, I'd like to say a quick thank you to Shokunin and the other patrons of our show. Your support, of course, means the world to us. If you enjoy this content, please like, comment, and subscribe to this video on YouTube. Another simple way to support the show is to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, or your podcast platform of choice. If you're watching live on Twitch, we've got some awesome emotes that you can unlock simply by subscribing to the channel. This is free if you use your Amazon Prime. There are also some emotes that you can unlock completely for free just for following. We've also got some Born to be Wild merchandise that is available. You can find a link to our merch shop on our website, borntobewildhs.com. Finally, if you'd like to support the show financially, you can join our Patreon for as little as $1 per month. If you'd like to interact with us personally, we have a Discord server, which is, of course, a free and amazing online community of friends all across the world who love talking about wild Hearthstone. Links to all of this stuff and all of these things can be found on our website, which again is borntobewildhs.com. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that website. It's a pretty good website. So I would like to check in, you know, see how you're doing, sheep. I'd like to see how your week has gone. It's always an adventure to see what things are like in Sheepland. So how are you?
Yeah, so my week's been pretty good so far. I hit Legend on, gosh, the 7th. In Standard, you know, I hit Legend on day one in our format of Wild. So Treant Druid is still delightful.
I mean, and, right? Very on brand, I would say.
And you really shouldn't wake the trees, child. So ever since then, I've pretty much just been like practicing decks for THL. You know, they're the Wild THL Fanatics, my and Shmoopy Daddy's THL team made it to the playoffs, which means that I'm like playing real decks now.
We're playing with real swords.
Exactly. So I've been playing a lot of Fatigue Warlock, the quest line with the Demon Seed. That's actually a much more fun deck to actually pilot than I thought it would be. It feels kind of like Solitaire, though. But
it's not fun to play against.
No. I've been on that on your side of it much more than I have on my side of it until the past week. But like, so I brought Fatigue Warlock. I brought Highlander Shaman, Shudderwalk, obviously. And then I, you know, still brought Even Plague Death Knight because I really like that deck and I think it's pretty good. I also, so I was not expecting Seth for Christ, who I'm playing against, to bring Fatigue Warlock himself because of, you know, historical brings. But he did. So I would not have probably brought the Even Plague Death Knight if I was expecting that. I would have brought Shadow Priest instead there. But alas. And then to round out my lineup.
That's a tough opponent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great. So to round up my lineup, I also brought... I didn't bring Holy Wrath Paladin. No, no. I brought Hand Buff Paladin. Because I think it's very similar. And in terms of like matchup win rate, I think they're both really, really good. I'm just a little bit more comfortable with the hand buff, so I went with that thing. So that's mostly what I've been playing in Hearthstone this week, is a lot of THL prep, so a little bit more of the kind of like good decks, and been climbing with them too, truthfully. How has that's your cool. week been in Hearthstone, Hydra?
Well, my week in Hearthstone... it's been kind of garbage, in all honesty. It's not going well. It started off with, like you've heard me say before, I love me some aggro decks, and maybe I need to do some Treant stuff. Who knows? But the stuff that I normally do has not been working, like, whatsoever. In fact, I'm willing to announce that my overall win rate this month is a whopping 48%. It's atrocious in all honesty. And so the climb has been brutal. And I think at this point, I need to find something else that's sort of like something new. That's my new favorite thing, something to sort of latch on to for a while. Every once in a while, like I stick to a lot of the same things, but when I find something I really, really like, like when I like C'Thun, like Warlock and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, Mecha-Thun.
Like that, like I fell in love with that deck like so much and stuff. And so that made me change my play, like what I like, it was completely different for me, right? And I really enjoyed doing that and just. What I'm doing right now isn't working, and it's not... Obviously, winning is fun, not winning, not fun. So, I know I've seen a lot of people are playing Paladin. That's pretty huge on the Wild Ladder right now. I know that Shmoopy Daddy and Shmoopy Mommy, I believe, both hit Legend playing Control Paladin decks, which is... pretty neat. The preying on aggro noobs like myself. So that's fun. It doesn't sound like something I want to play. I've played a lot of Control Paladin in the past, and I'm stoked that they're doing well with it. I want to find something different. I don't know what it is though. So I'm open to suggestions, if, sheep or anybody listening. But yeah, it's and just hitting like a roadblock with something that I want to play that's like actually fun to climb with, I suppose, is my issue. Like, I don't want to just grind something that I'm doing just because it has a good win rate necessarily, if I don't like the play pattern.
Right.
A little bit bummed about that. As for the computer Hearthstone glitch, that thing is still there, but it is few and far between at this point. Like, I think it happened once in the last week, so.
Nice.
That's good news. I'll take that. As for outside of the game, actually, I was going to jump back to the duels thing quickly. Mm-hmm. I know I talked about this before, but I'm still bummed about that, right? And I'm obviously not hopeful. They've already announced that it's going away. But I am going to definitely save my tickets for the next expansion. That is the decision, because there's no point in playing it right now, even though I was really excited for the mode. I'm definitely going to hold off till the new expansion comes out, and then we'll spend all of the tickets doing some duels runs at that point. May as well use them to get the packs when basically the packs are free at that point, right? So that. Yeah, right. So that's what I'll do then. But yeah, outside of Hearthstone, I finally finished the book that I was reading. It took me like 3 to 4 months, which is like also atrocious. That's a 48% win rate right there. to finish off Stephen King's Holly, which is the sixth book in its series. Only finished it 2 days ago. Nate finished it. I mean, he did the audiobook version, which you can probably finish quicker, but he finished it, I think, like a month after it came out, a couple weeks after it came out. So I'm going to get back and talk to him about it. It was a good book, but obviously not good enough to not have me take 4 months to read it. I basically read like 20-30 pages a day, and it's like a 500 page book, so 20-30 pages a weeknight, I guess I would say. So yeah, it took way too long. And then I started reading another book that I know like millions of people have read, and that's The Alchemist. Ooh. That's a big one. It's, I mean, it's a small book, but a lot of people have read. It's been recommended to me by my boss. And so he told me to read that book, and I said, okay. And he said, I want to read a Stephen King book. Which Stephen King book would you recommend? So I recommended 11/22/63 to him.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great recommendation.
He's like, if you could recommend any Stephen King book, what would you pick? So I don't want to give him something crazy, right? But something that will keep you absolutely captivated. So that's the one that I picked, and I'm stoked to hear his feedback on it. I have a very interesting boss. When he gives you goals, like a lot of your goals in a workplace are work related, but he gives like he wants personal goals. So like we have these meetings with the management team, and he'd be like, when I mentioned hiking, he's like, all right, I want you to do 5 new trails by the time we meet next week or whatever. I'm like, what? He's like, and tell me how it was. I'm like, how is that a performance thing? But he's like, I'm not, like, he's got this thing where it's not just how you are and how what your responsibilities are at work. He wants like personal development. Which is interesting, like what books you read, how much fresh air you get, like how healthy you are. It's weird. But I think it's a good thing, I guess. So I'll take that. If some of my goals aren't just like, you need to make, sell this much stuff and make this much money, you just need to go hiking. I can do that. But
yeah. Go take a hike.
Yeah, take a hike, Hydra. But yeah, so to wrap things up, the wild Hearthstone decks that I want to play are not, I just don't know which they are. So looking to find some fun things. You talked about fatigue, and that is definitely something I've seen quite a bit of. And maybe it's fun.
It honestly kind of is. It scratches the Mechathune itch a little bit. You know, because obviously there's the questline part of it, but the idea behind it is more drawing to fatigue, and like essentially it's OTKing with fatigue, but you have to like get there first. And so it's, you know, what boards do I need to clear? What boards are, you know, do I not need to worry about as much? You know, of course it's got double defile. So it's like, okay, how do I set up a good defile for this, that, or the other?
I
like,
those know are always fun. Defile.
Oh, you're well aware. And if you can count, you can do defile math.
It's so funny. When you're the aggro deck, you're just like, please don't have defile. Please don't have defile. But like, you got to risk it, right? Because that's your game plan. So it's either the warlock has it or they don't have it. You can't be too concerned about, oh, I can't play a one health thing, because you kind of have to, because you got to hit him in the face with everything. So,
yeah. Well, and playing it from the fatigue warlock side of it, it's one is not really like a health breakpoint that they struggle with, because like the Glacial Shard has one, the Kobold Librarian has one.
They can make the ones. Yeah,
they can make the ones super easy. Two is actually where they don't have any of it. So,
You mean they can play the Glacial Shard, freeze your face, and make a one?
Yep, they sure can. So whenever I'm playing against, you know, even Shaman, it's like, okay, I freeze their face that has the two mana, the weapon that makes totems, drawing a blank on the thing, name, but that one. And then, you know, most
chisel.
Yes. And then most totems have two health. So there's the two. If there's like a four, then, you know, the crystallizer, the, armor vendor, you know, those have three. And so like one, you can generate like super easy. Two, you struggle with, but your opponent has twos typically. Three, you can bridge the gap there, but then you've also got like the different ways to damage your opponent's stuff, so you can make twos that way. And yeah, it's fun.
It's like you said, a little bit of solitary, solving a puzzle, kind of like you know, Boomsday puzzles.
Yeah, I love Boomsday puzzles. Those are so fun.
I would not be against them doing that again, by the way.
I would really, really like for them to do that again, too.
Welcome to the news. The news is so good.
The news is good. There's a bunch of cool new stuffs. So what I thought was really interesting was, before we found out that there was new stuffs, on January 8th, Twitter user Flying Kraken posted this funny tweet. I love this. How about Hearthstone put the last elemental lord in the game? Why leave out the Earth Mother? And Play Hearthstone actually responded just with, okay.
Yeah, all right.
And Flying Kraken was like, wait, what? So that was, and so that tweet obviously blew up. When I took this screenshot here, it had almost 19,000 views on it, which is pretty funny. And then not long after, well, 2 days later, Play Hearthstone actually posted, get ready for something gargantuan coming soon. And basically this screenshot confirmed what everybody well, I mean, at least this person had suggested, and they had confirmed. So, we have a new mini set that has been announced by Hearthstone, and it is Deep Home. So, unearth the powerful new synergies with the delve into the Deep Home mini set. This was announced by Play Hearthstone. So, they posted that our noble outlaws tried to warm them, but the Bloodrock Mining Company dug too deep and unearthed a portal to Deep Home in the elemental plane. As Therizane fights for her domain, new friends and unlikely allies fight for their lives. Get ready to dig in. This is the Delve into Deep Home. So, Delve into Deep Home is launching on January 18th. It consists of 38 new cards, 4 legendary, 1 epic, 17 rare, and 16 common cards. They can be opened in the Shadow of the Badlands packs or purchased as a complete 72-card set. The normal versions can be purchased for $14.99 or 2,000 gold. The all-golden version for the whales out there can be purchased for $69.99 or 10,000 gold. The golden mini set option also includes a bonus diamond legendary. Sheep, I saw you raise your hand. Are you going to be getting the gold version of this?
Oh yeah. I definitely want the diamond brand more than anything else.
Did you say brand? Brand?
I did.
Oh my gosh. Well, before we get to brand, we were given a reveal schedule, which started yesterday, actually. So between January 11th and January 12th, we will see all the reveals. So this started yesterday. And in the original article, though, however, before we got any of the reveals, we were given Therizane. So the Stone Mother defends her home. Therizane, the elemental lord, is not happy to see intruders in her domain, mining its resources and disturbing its denizens. The final... Man, they make really difficult things to read on here, I swear. Fiercely. And even when she falls in combat, her subjects are empowered by her raw elemental power. So, we have our first legendary that was announced in the original announcement here, Therizane, which is a neutral 7 mana, 7/5 taunt, death rattle, double all the stats of all elementals in your hand and deck.
And Therizane is in fact an elemental herself as well.
Interesting. Very interesting, which I guess wouldn't work on Therizane's self because Therizane will be on the board and dead. But this is really neat elemental support for what they're going to do in Standard. Do you think we have any crazy wild interactions at this point in time?
Well, if I'm playing wild, which I do, obviously, I can play Therizane and then I can cold case her. You know, yeah, she gets frozen, but then she goes into my hand like another copy as well.
Another one.
Exactly. So double, then double again. Obviously, she has to, you know, dive through the death rattle to go off. Where I honestly think that I want to use Therizane more than that, though, is actually in Mage, because in the actual set itself, the proper expansion rather than just the mini set, there's the card that you draw an elemental from your deck, and it splits it in two. So this would make Therizane... like 1/3 mana, 3/2, and 1/4 mana, 4/3, something like that. Mm-hmm. But with the same taunt and death rattle, which is the key part. So that's where I want to do that more than anything else. Of course, Therizane is also odd. so we can play some Janali Frostlich Jaina shenanigans. This is not a real deck, but it's going to be a fun deck.
Not that this is going to be good, but it will be fun. And yes, as we know, Hearthstone is a game. And it's meant to be fun.
Absolutely. What other things happen to be odd? I'm glad you asked, Hydra. We've got Bran, the old one. So we can Bran Janali. Yeah.
Bran Jan.
So I don't know that Therizane, at the very least on release, is going to be like OP in our format, but she's going to be fun. And the person who will take her down may very well break the format himself.
So familiar faces join the fight. When the outlaws followed the Bloodrock Mining Company down into Deepholm, they found some intrepid explorers had already joined the fray. One brash dwarf's cries in the battle could be heard, echoing from below. Oh my gosh! Deep Miner Bran! Bran Bronzebeard is back, and this is the one that you can get in diamond format that she mentioned earlier if you purchase the golden mini set. And so Deep Miner Bran is now 6 mana. Same stat line, is a 2/4. Though it is exclusive to Warrior, but its battle cry is absolutely ridiculous. So it reads, battle cry, if your deck has no duplicates, your battle cries trigger twice for the rest of the game. So this isn't just, well, Bran is on board like Bran Bronzebeard of old. This is a permanent effect as long as, you know, you're still alive, as long as you still got health. Yeah, like, there are Astalor things. There are, it's a funny thing is I thought of back in the day, C'Thun Warrior was so cool. I was like, this automatically doubles it every time I play it. And I can play it lots of times. Like, not saying that's going to be good, but I'm still going to kill somebody with C'Thun on this. This is super cool, and I'm thinking that most Hearthstone players are super excited and happy that this is not a neutral card.
Yes. and that he costs 6 mana because, you know, he's still just a 2/4, but 6 mana is a lot. Huge effect. He's only a 2/4, so not really getting a body, but the effect for the rest of the game is just completely wild. So if I'm making it like a C'Thun Warrior, the curve on this is great, right? Because you can do Deep Miner Bran into Twin Emperor Veklor into, now that C'Thun's been buffed, into C'Thun.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twin Emp is like, back in the day, that was one of my favorite cards ever. Like, on today's standards, it's not so great, but back in the day, it was awesome. Obviously, when you're getting the effect, it was just so good. And so, yeah, that curve is awesome. Obviously, at that point, you wouldn't be playing this in an even Warrior.
No.
Which you still could do that without Twin Imps. You could do something else, but could be armoring up a whole lot, you know, making sure you're safe on turn 6 to play this.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it in anywhere, that's possible.
With this Deep Miner Bran happening, you know, having a diamond variation, we've now got a diamond Reno, a diamond Finley, and a diamond Bran. So we just lack a diamond. Oh, no, we have a diamond Elise, too. From the most recent expansion, the Highlander Priest card. So now, with this, we've got all of the
Are you League telling of
Explorers
me
in Diamond.
That we didn't figure this out ahead of time, that we would get a Diamond Bran.
Somehow.
That is so funny. The writing was on the wall.
Call was coming from inside the mini set the whole time.
Yeah, apparently. So would you like to look at some more things that have recently been released with this announcement so far? Some of the cards that have been released since?
Well, before we jump into more of those stuff and things, there are a couple of other goings on throughout the Hearthstone week that were particularly hilarious. So
comedy break.
So yes, here's your quick comedy break. This was on the Hearthstone subreddit. This person posted in brackets, "Card I just lost to is so toxic and unhealthy for the game. Why is ladder filled with in brackets deck name? I'm so tired of having to deal with in brackets card name over and over and over again. In brackets deck name literally requires zero skill at all. All you have to do is just me play card, me win game. Are all in brackets class name players like this? At least in brackets my deck is less toxic than whatever is dominating the ladder right now. Hearthstone is ruined forever for me. I'll be back when the meta gets better. Until then, in brackets deck name can kiss my butt. Can kiss my butt."
This is so funny. It's like the most common post of all time since Hearthstone existed. This is an amazing troll. I love it.
And the response to this is from community manager Ridiculous Hat. So
yes, here we go.
Hat replied with, "Hello," in brackets, "Hearthstone player name. I'm really sorry to hear you're not having a good time, even though the data shows, in brackets, card you hate, is, in brackets, some statistic that will not make you feel better. I'll be sure to bring this feedback to the design team. In the meantime, I might recommend pivoting strategies to, in brackets, archetype you stubbornly refuse to play regardless of the meta. Otherwise, perhaps now is a good time to take a short break. In brackets, new product containing a card you'll enjoy for 4 weeks and then complain about until we nerf it is right around the corner. See you in the tavern. In brackets, personalized sign off. Hat."
Wow. What a ridiculous but amazing response. So good. I love you, Hat.
It was too incredible not to share, truthfully.
It's so good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, thank you for that comic relief, Mr. Hat.
Which brings about some other final news before we transition into the main discussion topic for today, which is that we've got an announcement of the February twist season as well. This was in a press release, so it went like to the different sites, but wasn't, you know, on the official Hearthstone blog yet because they want the mini set to have its time to shine first. Makes sense. So the February twist season, get excited for a new twist. The February season of Twist Mode, starting February 1, adds a challenge by limiting your deck building to common cards only. Includes all expansions through Year of the Dragon and core cards. Discover new ways to stump your opponent without the power of rare, epic, and legendary cards. And so, you know, that this was more for like press outlets, less for like the community folks. So it was not super clear on which way that was going, whether that's like from, you know, most current stuff back to Descent of Dragons or from OG forward to Descent of Dragons. I assumed the latter, but that has in fact been confirmed. So this does not include Ashes of Outland, but does include everything before it, plus Core, plus Caverns of Time. So there will not be any Demon Hunter or Death Knight in the February season of Twist.
Well, if you're looking to get wins with those classes, this is not your mode.
But even though these are all older cards, this is a popper format. Only common cards, like talking about accessibility. I don't know if they're going to have ways to earn card packs or cards leading up to it. They typically do. But even if they don't, only common cards makes it a much lower barrier to entry to get in to play any deck that you want to.
Oh, for sure. As you know, with the no duplicate rule, when you're opening old or any set, like you're going to get all the commons like that, right? Like it happens super quick. You end up start getting the duplicates, and that all happens so fast. So if you are opening any packs for this, and if they do put them on sale, or you know, you're spending gold on it, I feel like you'll get what you need quite quickly. And I'm sure that they will support the format. We've had some modes go away in Hearthstone recently, and I'm sure that they want to make Twist something that is going to be around for a while, since there's been some less successful modes. So I feel like they will support this and help people get what they need. And I feel like they're already doing that by making it a popper format. The cheapest cards that exist are the only cards you can play. So,
and if this is like it was for the beta, then any of the cards that discover cards, that card pool is also going to be restricted to common cards as well. So I don't have any, you know, confirmation of that, but that would be consistent with the restrictions that they had at the very beginning, you know, with no neutral, whenever that was the twist. So while I don't feel like this is one of those like super duper intense deck building stuff, like no neutrals, popper formats are great. Popper formats are super accessible. And I mean, let's be real. Handbuff Paladin, we can probably play. Aggro Druid, we can probably play. So I'm going to have a blast.
You know what? Do you have a bug in Hat's ear? Are they catering this format to you? Did you suggest this?
I did not suggest this, but I may very well be like representative of the intended audience. So while I have not been surveyed for what would work, if they look at my play history, then yeah, they'll get there.
I mean, I guess if they look at most people's played history, it's going to be cheap decks, right? Because not everybody's a whale. In fact, whales are few and far between. Most people just play cheap common card decks, right? Lower on the ladder, where they're probably having a lot of fun, in all honesty. So this is, now we get to play those decks to Legend, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, buddy. And quick aside, Hat confirmed that thing in the Coin Concede Discord. So that is a very public arena, and also a quick plug for the Coin Concede Discord. But now to the main topic for tonight. And that is new cards.
New cards. We got some new cards.
Yeah, we're going to have a titanic time, mate.
So, new cards. We've got, of course, the aforementioned neutral legendaries, or neutral legendary and warrior legendary. So we've got Therizane and Dino Tamer Bran. We've also got a couple of other, one other neutral legendary, which is Marut Stonebinder. So Marut Stonebinder is neutral. Legendary, like I mentioned. Battlecry, if your deck has no duplicates, discover an elemental to summon. Add the others to your hand. So, you know, Highlander payoff. You can, whatever you discover, you want to get the dumbest, cheapest elemental from that. If it, you know, if it's got a battle cry that you want, don't choose it because the other two are going to go into your hand.
Yeah.
But if it's got taunt, if it's got death rattle, those are the things that you want to choose for it to go onto the board.
I'm surprised it doesn't say the others go to your hand. They cause zero.
Ooh, I would like that.
It's not DQA.
It is not. That's true.
No, that's cool. And you bring out a good point. You got to be smart about what you pick, right? If you're discovering Ragnaros, that's cool. That's a cool one to play, right? Because it's going to start shooting giant rag shots right away and send the rest to your hand, the ones with battle cries or big taunt. You know, pick that one. Death Rattle, pick that one.
Or, you know, good. Like Therizane, you can pick that one. She's got taunt and death rattle.
This is true.
Just saying.
That'd be funny if Therizane has like a boosted discovery rate or something as a new card.
That would be cool. There are some other elementals that are neutral that may be good to discover. So the first one that we'll cover is an epic. That is Iridescent Gray Gyreworm. So it's a 3-mana 4/3 elemental. With a death rattle, give each of your minions a random bonus effect. So, you know, it's a death rattle. You know, may want to choose a higher costed elemental to go to the board, but yeah, it's another one to add to the rotation. We've also got we've also got a rare elemental. This one's one that you would not choose because this one you'd want to play from your hand. That is Shale Spider. Shale Spider is a 2-mana 3/2 elemental with a battle cry. If you played an elemental last turn, draw a card.
Good curve card, right? If you've played a 1-mana elemental, play that on 2. Mm-hmm. Not too shabby in a nice curved out elemental deck.
Oh yeah. And then the final neutral card is another elemental. This is a Stone Drake. It's an elemental and a dragon. It's a 6-mana 2/8 with Divine Shield, Taunt, and Lifesteal. And it cannot be targeted by spells or hero powers.
Now, I'm saying this only as a joke. Big priest.
Big elemental Highlander priest? Question mark?
I think like this is fair costed at 6 mana. I also think it'll be kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Super annoying. And I mean, it kind of should be
for its cost.
Yeah. It's only got 2 attack, you know, 8
this
health.
It's not going to heal for a lot unless it gets buffed.
Which, how would it get buffed? Oh, that's right. With Therizane's effect.
Then really annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you can't target me?
So, part of the announcement for this was that we're going to get a couple more Excavate and a couple more Highlander payoffs as well. So I don't think that we've seen the other Highlander payoffs for classes quite yet. Obviously Dino Tamer Bran or Excavate. So those could very well be coming soon, trademark. but we've got already announced the, at the very least, five of the Demon Hunter cards. We've got five Druid cards. A lot of these are also dual class cards. So Demon Hunter is also dual class with Warrior and with Rogue. So there are two of each of those, and then one just straight plain Demon Hunter. And we've got Druid, which shares two with Priest, two with Warlock, and then one plain Druid. We've got a couple of Mage cards, the ones that, you know, correspond with Warlock. We've got a Priest, shares two with Rogue, two with Druid, like we mentioned before, and then one just straight up Priest card. The Priest, the straight up Priest card is, looks a little wild. So, right? That one is Glowstone Gyreworm, which is a 4-mana 4/4 with lifesteal. Quick draw, deal 5 damage. Forge, change quick draw to battle cry. So if you quick draw it and play it, you save 2 mana. If you don't, you know, if you draw it on turn 2, you can forge it and then still get that effect off. Pretty neat.
I'd like to point out it doesn't say to a minion.
It sure does not. That can go face.
Deal 5 damage. So cool. I'm okay when Priest has some more aggressive strategies like that. So let's see if that pops right into some sort of Shadow Priest style deck that's gonna hit you in the face.
Smack you in the face. All right, so we've also got a couple of Rogue cards. One of these, I feel like the one that's just straight up Rogue, I think we're not going to like Glowstone Gyreworm quite as much with that one. So two of those share with Demon Hunter, two of those share with Priest, but then the one that's straight up Rogue is get a random Golden Pirate and Elemental from other classes. Fool's Gold costs 1 mana, no spell school, but you could get that Glowstone Gyreworm. It's a random elemental from another class. You could randomly get that. It's probably not too likely in our format, but the card pool is much smaller in Standard.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I'm probably not gonna play that card,
though. You could. One of the things that it does get is a Golden Pirate as well. Huh?
Or I could just put the Golden Pirate in my deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's why it's called Fool's Gold. It's a cheap card. Maybe people want to use when they're cycling. I don't know.
Yeah.
If we were going to be doing the ratings like we used to be, that would be low for me.
Yeah. So honestly, I'm going to double back a little, not really doubling back because these are also Rogue cards. Two of the others are, you know, these are the Rogue / Priest cards. One of them is Shadow Word Steel, Shadow card. 5 mana, return an enemy minion to your hand.
I think that's cool.
So it's basically like, the 6-mana one that you would put it in your deck. Now it's only 5 mana and you get it right into your hand.
Or it's like a 5-mana vanish one thing into your hand. Yeah, it's pretty cool, to be honest. Or what's... Yeah, I can't recall, but still, I think in like a control style deck, this is pretty neat. Honestly, like somebody, like they drop their, you know, their win con card or whatever, and their big bad card, and you just, I'll take that. Don't you worry about it.
Well,
I'll play it on you the next turn.
In our format, Control Shadow Priest, you know, Renathal, Reno is a thing. This is a shadow card.
Mm-hmm.
This can be played in that deck super easily.
Yeah. No, this is a cool card. I like that card. I won't like it when people use it on me, but I like that card.
Oh, yeah. Another cool card, which shares that Rogue Priest hybrid, is Hidden Gem, which is a 2-mana 2/2 elemental with stealth. At the end of your turn, restore 2 health to all friendly characters. So it's basically like drawing a blank on what it was called, but the 3-mana one that does it once with the battle cry. Oh no, but this is stealth and it's got the elemental synergies
and it just heals you. Does it board the every time?
Yup.
And your face. Yeah, that's annoying. Imagine you're trying to chip away at your opponent's board in this. It's like the 0/2 totem that like heals for 1 every turn, except way worse because it's stealthed and heals for 2 and heals your face. It's maybe they'll nerf it to 3-mana.
It's a diamond in the rough.
Yeah. I mean, as a, like a tempo, if you're playing like a board centric tempo deck, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I think the other pairing that I'm really excited about is are the ones that Warlock is paired with. So Warlock's got 2 pairings with Druid, 2 pairings with Mage, and then of course 1 plain Jane Warlock card. So one of the ones with Druid is 4-mana taunt. Choose 1. Discard 2 cards or destroy 1 of your mana crystals. Forge, do neither. 4-mana 6/8 elemental.
That's gross.
With taunt. If I want to discard stuff, I'm not even having this, to like forge this.
It's not even a downside by any means. Like discard support 4-mana 6/8 taunt. That's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Like that is like they word it like it's a bad thing, but it is not a bad thing.
So on turn 2, I Tiny Knight of Evil. On turn 3, I coin Gloomstone Guardian. Discard a Silverware Golem so it goes onto my board. Discard a Hand of Gul'dan, the 6-mana one. That when you discard it, you draw 3 cards.
Or Fist.
Yeah, or Fist of Jiraxis, or Soul Barrage, or... Yeah. Gloomstone Guardian seems pretty good.
Might be a 4-star card.
It might be. Yeah, and, you know, like Azalea Akari mentions in chat, late game... You know, if you don't want to be discarding your Doom Guard, you can just forge it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So another one of the same Druid Warlock pairing is Trog Gem Tosser. That's a 3-mana 3/2, no tribe, with finale. Deal 1 damage to a random enemy for each of your mana crystals.
I think this could be dangerous.
If you've got 10 mana, this is like a randomly assigned pyroblast. Oh, but wait, this is dual class with Druid. Guff. Exactly. If you have 20 mana.
Oh, no.
There's a reason that this and Guff were not in standard at the same time. Like in our format, like you'd have to, you know, spend 17 mana before you got there. It's doable, but it requires setup.
Oh man, let's play some T-Guff Druid. Yeah, that's
so cool. Of the pairings with Warlock and Mage, we've got Chaos Creation and Soul Freeze. So Chaos Creation is a 6-mana fel spell. Deal 6 damage, summon a random 6-cost minion, destroy the bottom 6 cards of your deck.
Well, if you're trying to get rid of the cards in your deck, as like a fatigue, like Warlock would do.
It's also from the bottom of your deck. What did you do in, the actual expansion that you may want to destroy the bottom of your deck? What if you're putting sludges there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Azalea said it in chat too. There it is.
Wow.
So whenever destroying the bottom of your deck is not a downside, because, I've been playing some Fatigue Warlock myself. This card is too expensive to play in that. You don't really want to be like on 6 mana. I want to like have 6 or less or fewer cards in the bottom of my deck anyway. But if I'm playing sludge, chaos creation is happening. this is technically also a mage card, but only technically.
Maybe you discover it and use it for lethal. I don't know. When you're a mage, unless something else fantastic comes out, you're not going to put that in your deck as a mage.
Now, what I might put in either my mage deck or my warlock deck is Soul Freeze.
Stop giving mage cheap freeze cards. I'm sorry. I'm so sick of mage freezing my board all the time.
See, I want to do this as warlock. So it's a 1-mana frost spell. Freeze a minion and its neighbors. Deal damage to your hero equal to the number frozen. So you're paying 1 mana. You're healing up to 3 things. And you're dealing up to 3 damage to your own face.
Which you want to do for your quest.
Yep. You very much do. And like I was saying, in that fatigue lock, you want to be playing cheap stuff, cheap spells. Soul Freeze is a card that I want to be playing in that deck. It adds to the solitaire nature of it by freezing minions, progresses your quest up to 3. It's just straight up good.
You know, I don't know if I remember a time where we got a mini set, and I know we got a couple more cards we can look at, but a mini set that has had so much synergy with things that already exist. It's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. So the remaining Warlock card is an elemental one. This one also actually, plays pretty well into that fatigue lock as well. So it's Elementium Geode. It's a 2-mana 2/1 elemental. Battle Cry and Death Rattle. Draw a card, deal 2 damage to your hero. So you're dealing the self damage to progress your quest. You're drawing twice further into fatigue. You're doing it all twice. This sets up for better defiles with only 1 health too. I don't know what I want to cut for it, but
I like Librarian because it's 1 mana. Costs twice as much and does it twice as much. It's essentially equal when you think it that way. But yeah, it would progress the quest more so than Librarians would.
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
But would have to kill it off too. Which
is
super doable, but it does require additional resources, which you're drawing through your deck, both with this, you know, so it does progress your quest as long as it dies on your turn. But if you like play this, then play Touch of the Nathrezim, then you're dealing 4 damage to your hero. You're healing your hero for 3. You're drawing 2 cards. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Definitely worth experimenting with, right?
Truly a rabbit hole worth exploring. So by nature of talking through the priest and warlock cards, we talked about the druid cards. So that was, we didn't talk about the priest ones. We talked about the rogue ones. So we do still have two priest/druid cards to talk about. The first one of those is Shattered Reflections, 5 mana priest and druid spell, no spell school. Choose a minion, add a copy to your hand, deck, and battlefield. When I very first saw this card, I thought that it was choose a minion from your deck. I'm very glad that it's not, because this would be like like big priest support. And thankfully it is not.
Yeah, like one could still run it if they wanted to, but you have to have a minion on board to do this. And I think Big Priest already has many ways of duplicating and rezzing things that are on board, and you don't necessarily want to be playing things from hand as a big priest, so this is not the best for that.
And honestly, the kind of niche that I think that Shattered Reflections is it's the priest mechanic that you can then use in Druid. So you play Eonar, you refresh your mana crystals, you play Shattered Reflections on it, you get a copy in your hand, cool, deck, cool, and battlefield. Eonar is a titan, so then you can do something else with your 5 remaining mana, refresh your mana again, do more stuff. Like, it's, to me, this is a druid card that uses priest mechanics, which is one of the cool things that, you know, dual class cards allow us to do.
It sounds kind of disgusting, sheep.
It does. Pendant of Earth, however, I think is druid mechanics for priest, and that is a 3 mana nature spell. Discover a minion from your deck. Gain armor equal to its cost. Really, this is both a priest and a druid card. This is not just a priest card.
Yeah. It's definitely doing the druid thing if you are trying to tutor something. And you can do the same thing in priest is notorious for being able to heal themselves. So this is the added benefit of the armor, which they don't normally get.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, this card is not a shadow card, because if this was a shadow card, we would be seeing this in Shadow Control Priest. That would be they're discovering Raza from their deck.
Yeah.
Nomagusta.
Yeah, fishing around. Yeah. I know, likey, if that were the case, but fortunately it is not. It is a nature spell. One thing I do appreciate about these dual class spells, which is kind of cool, is you ever get quests where, hey, you need to play this many nature spells, this many frost spells, whatever, but you're I don't want to play that class, right? There's so much more crossover that's happening now that you can complete those quests while still playing your favorite deck, which I think is pretty cool. It might take you a little longer, but
you can get there,
though. Definitely an option. Yeah. Like, I completed, played 12 frost spells while playing rogue this week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, the final druid card is Crystal Cluster. I'm not a huge fan of this card. Thankfully, I don't think it'll be super good. So it reads, gain 3 mana crystals. Any that can't fit, summon a 3/7 elemental with taunt. So if you're playing this on turn 10, it's a 6 mana. Well, if you're playing this with 10 mana without having gotten the Guff Hero Power, let me rephrase that way. Then it's 6 mana, 3/3/7 elementals with taunt. I mean, that's pretty good stats for the cost, but it's also 6 mana, which is a little harder to weave in. But it's also druid. Druid always has all of the mana. And
it's true. It sounds sort of like a spreading plague, but not. I hate spreading plague.
Thankfully, it says it explicitly specifies empty 3 mana crystals.
And then empty, yeah.
Right, because otherwise it would just be like, not better nourish, because drawing is super powerful too, but like, you know, nourish is like cousin.
Yeah.
Thankfully, those mana crystals are not full. They're thankfully they're empty, because otherwise.
Not a fan.
No.
Not be a fan.
Moving over to Demon Hunter, we've got Crimson Expanse. This is a warrior Demon Hunter hybrid card, dual class card. 4 mana, 2 durability, so location, so 2 uses. Yes. Choose a damaged minion. Summon a copy of that minion that goes dormant for 1 turn. This seems super situational, but...
Because when something wakes up from being dormant, it still has got sleeping sickness, yeah?
It does.
So it's not like you could Grom, hit face, and then do this to Grom or something like that, and then expect to charge with it again because it's going to have sleeping sickness. It wouldn't be able to charge?
Well, with Grom, you'd be able to because it has charge. Because
it does have charge.
Right. The charge overwrites the summoning sickness. But...
Well, then I did find something cool. But even, you're trying to still fit out. Like, we don't have enough mana for that. This, I guess, would have to just be on the board ahead of time, and you got to wait for it.
The kind of niche that I can see Crimson Expanse fitting into is, you do 4 mana at some point, then you weave in like Ilganoth, then you do stuff, and then you put it to sleep. But if you're playing Ilganoth, odds are you're winning that turn anyway. I don't know. I got nothing. It's a Grom. Neat mechanic. It's just expensive. Grom.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could very well be Grom.
It's probably like way too late and it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I think that Crimson Expanse is a standard card, essentially.
Yeah.
Burning Heart is the other warrior demon hunter dual class card. And that is a 1 mana fire spell that reads, deal 2 damage to a minion. If it survives, give your hero +3 attack this turn. Since this is dual class with Demon Hunter, you can play Burning Heart into going down swinging. You can, weave in a hero power, do stuff like that. It seems good. Worst case scenario, it's removal. Best case scenario, you're like dealing 2 damage to a minion to like chip down on it a little bit and getting 3 attack that turn too. It's pretty solid.
That's so cool that it's a warrior demon hunter fire spell, which is not something that we're normally used to, right? I would expect a fire spell to be mage, shaman, or something like that. But yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Yeah. Warriors had a lot of fire spells lately, with like Thori Ballori and then the like fire version of Frisky Skipper, essentially.
Yeah. It's just, it's cool. What I like is,
and you that don't we're get that with Demon Hunter.
We're seeing just so much more, as I had stated on the previous card, just we're seeing more of these different types of spells in all the classes instead of being, you know, just stuck to one specifically. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of holy in, you know, like some of, you know, the other classes, but you know what I mean? It they're diversifying a little more.
And we haven't seen Paladin yet. They may end up having some holy stuff there, right?
Yeah.
So Demon Hunter's other pairing is with Rogue. And Shadestone Skulker is a 1-mana 1/1 elemental with Rush and Battlecry. Take your weapon and gain its stats. Death Rattle, give it back. So if you've got a big weapon, then Shadestone Skulker is not just a 1-mana 1/1. It's a 1-mana whatever, whatever. The Battlecry of taking the weapon does not break it for like Death Rattle purposes. I think Swagwire was the one who asked about that and got that clarification. So, you know, you can't use like Necrium Blade and stuff like that to double proc, but, you know, immediate impact with the Rush can be a big body. And then once they deal with it, then you've got the weapon back, which is pretty cool.
So my first instinct with this is if you're playing Kingsbane or something like that, where your weapon is huge, but, and you have lethal, but there's a giant taunt in the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the perfect card to drop where you play this, you get the attack. Hopefully Dominion dies when it rushes in and kills whatever's in the way. And if so, then you can get your lethal on face.
I don't want to see this in Kingsbane Rogue, but I think you're right. It's way too good in that not to play.
Right? Like, that's like the perfect place for it.
It really is. I don't like that at all.
Sorry.
You didn't make the card.
I didn't. It's just the first thing I thought of.
Well, what Standard will probably use this card for is Quick Pick. So Quick Pick is a 2-mana 1/2 weapon, also Demon Hunter and Rogue. After your hero attacks, draw a card. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's a good card.
Yeah, it's a standard card. We've got better weapons for both Demon Hunter and Rogue in our format, but it's a solid card.
In Wild, Rogue can draw cards quite easily.
And how?
So I won't be playing that one. But yeah, as you say, in Standard, I mean, why wouldn't you play it when you can just, you know, you can use this for removal. You can buff it if you want, and you're drawing a card every time you attack. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And the final just Demon Hunter card is Fel Fisher. It's a 4-mana fel spell. Deal 2 damage to all minions. At the start of your next turn, deal 2 more damage to all minions.
Wow. I mean,
that's pretty good against Even Shaman.
It is. So, yeah, this is basically like an aggro killer kind of control card is where you're playing this. And that's about it. As it says to all minions, beware, that means your own board.
Which, if you're playing like Crimson Expanse, that could be something you want to do, right?
Yeah.
That was the location true. That... if you have a damaged minion, you summon a copy that's dormant for a turn. That's kind of interesting. I like that synergy that they put there. These designers, they know what they're doing.
Could be a thing. That could definitely be a thing.
And with that, we've actually talked about all of the mini set cards that have been announced so far, which was not really our plan, but like...
It just sort of happened. I mean...
Yeah.
Once we got going, we couldn't stop.
So Shmoopy let us know his top three cards. So I'm going to start from number three. So Shmoopy's number three card was Soul Freeze. Good looking cheap spell for Demon Seed Warlock. That's the one that the one mana freezes things. Particularly the Fatigue version, which is one I've been playing. Not the only tool the deck picked up. Keep an eye on what is already a decent deck in Wild. I agree. I think the deck's really good. I actually have been enjoying that one. Shmoopy's number two card is Pendant of Earth. So Pendant of Earth was the Druid and Priest dual class card. The nature, discover a minion from your deck, gain armor equal to its cost. Shmoopy says, what if you always hit Crypt Keeper or Arcane Giant with this? Oh, Arcane Giant with this. Oh, no. New Oaken summons with much more control. Very good in Questline Priest, too, if only to find a specific minion.
Wow.
Yep.
Stop thinking of gross things to do.
But this is Wild. But finding gross things to do is what we do best.
It's and true. They're fun for a while.
Exactly. Shmoopy's number one card so far is New Bran. Shmoopy says that it looks busted from where Shmoopy sits. We once said an 8-mana 8-8 was too slow for Wild. Feels like a quest reward. It really does feel like a quest reward. Yeah. After turn 6, you can do some really silly things, such as make up to 4 8-mana Astalor, double battle cry. I think Astalor or Bran get nerfed for standard reasons. Astalor has already been nerfed a couple times, but I can kind of see it happening again if, like, Bran Astalor becomes a thing. And Bran Astalor was, like, there's a reason why, like, standard folks hated OG Bran, and it was because of Bran Astalor.
Yeah, and now you can have Bran for the rest of the game.
Hooray! It does have the, you know, deck building restriction of, you know, it being a Highlander card. So
yeah,
there is that. It is a 6-mana 2/4. So there is that. That said, I agree with Shmoopy. Like, I don't know that, you know, we're going to want to be doing this with like even warrior type stuff, but I think that there are so many other things that we can do, like Astalor shenanigans, like C'Thun shenanigans, like we were talking about, like Excavate shenanigans. You know, we've got the Sludge Maw or whatever it was that, you know, we got the, there's that OTK in standard or in Wild in our format where you play that, then you excavate a few times, then you play charge, and then you give it more attack. You know, there are potentials there. If you're excavating at double the speed, that could do pretty well, but then you'd be sacrificing the consistency to get there by only playing the, you know, singleton deck, a Highlander deck. I don't know. Bran is still like a staple of our format. So I think that, you know, for the rest of the game, Bran effect, even with the restriction, is just going to be busted. I agree with Shmoopy. Yeah. That is the, so far, the best card we've seen so far.
Yes, I will repeat. Glad it's not neutral.
Yes.
They knew what they were doing with this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Speaking of one of these League of Explorers.
Unrelated advice with Electric Sheep City.
That's me.
So, Mr. Sheep, I was wondering if I was approached with this question, but I'm gonna relate it to you. If you had to go on a, let's say, 2 week long camping trip, okay, but you were instructed that you were not allowed to go unless you were to bring one of the League of Explorers with you. And you had to choose one of them, and you had to choose which card version of one of these League of Explorers. Which one would you bring, and why?
Okay. I would, hands down, bring Sir Finley Murgleton, the original Sir Finley Murgleton, because Sir Finley... He can change what he brings to the table to meet your needs. Like you come across like you need fire, right? Sir Finley, boom, here we go. We've got fire. We've got Mage's Fireball. We come across, we need to start hacking down some brush. Boom. We've got Rogue's hero power to start doing that thing instead. So original Sir Finley is my choice. And I don't know if that is where like your mind would originally go for that. But like, I feel like Sir Finley's incredible. Like he's just fun to pal around with, but also he's just like the Swiss Army knife of utility on top of that, like hanging out with a pal who's super useful. Like, yeah, Sir Finley's got to be my choice. Easy answer.
You know what? Wiser words have never been spoken. And you heard that on
Bore to Be Wild.
Yeah, we did hear that on Born to Be Wild.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.